These boys who are completing Hifz, Mubarak they are. And they have done, their ustads who have sacrificed. And Allah reward Maulana Yunus Daya, Rahmatullah Ali, is his living madrasa that is carrying on. And Allah reward his son, Maulana, all who are carrying on with this great work. All the Hafiz classes in the world, there are so many huffaz. And this is a miracle. Also Allah says, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr. It is we. And with Inna, we, nahnu, we, nazzalna, we have sent it down. This is our book. This is our kitab. Wa inna lahu lahafizun. And we are the ones who will protect it. The words of the Quran Sharif, Allah will protect. And the meaning of the Quran Sharif, Allah will protect. The practice of the Quran Sharif, Allah will protect. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, always there will be that band of ulama, few in number they will be, but they will always be there, will protect the meaning of the Quran. New scholars for dollars can come and go, and try and change the meaning of the Quran. The Quran can be tried to be written by the White House in America, taking out the ayats of jihad. All can do their efforts. The Quran, nobody can change it. Allah has taken. And it's not the Hafiz who looks after the Quran, it is Allah who looks after the Hafiz. Allah has given him the honor to look after the Quran. The alim is not the one who protects the meaning. Allah protects the alim. And those ulama who will maintain and not give funny tafsir of Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, a kufr tafsir of Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. They won't do that. The correct tafsir of Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, they will do. They can be called ulama, but those who go against the Quran Sharif, the Quran decries them. The Allah Ta'ala, they're waiting for the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah will always keep those ulama. Allah will look after his kitab. Allah will look after his deen as much as people will dislike it. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the time will come to hold on to deen will be like holding red burning coal in your hand. As-sabir Ali, those people who make sabr, like burning coal in their hand. And they will get the reward of 50. The Sahaba asked 50 of their people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, 50 of the Sahaba. Those people who will hold on to the proper deen and not change the deen of Allah. Not bring new laws and modern ways and watered down Islam. Will keep the deen. Ma ana alihi wa ashabi. Taraktukum ala al-bayda. Layluha kanahariha. That pure deen, they will get the reward of 50 sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. So let us hold on to the proper deen. Don't go for a modern deen. Don't go for a deen of a White House of America or the United Nations or the Kremlin bloc of Russia. Observe the deen of our elders and our forefathers who brought ma ana alihi wa ashabi sunnatu abikum, the sunnat of Nabi Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that proper deen, bring that into our lives. On one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the Qabristan, and as usual, he made salam, and then he said, I wish I could meet my brothers. The Sahaba said, aren't we your brothers? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are my Sahaba. My brothers are those who are unborn even still. The Sahaba said, then how will you know them? They are unborn, you haven't seen them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you have a horse with white marks on its face, on its legs, and that horse is among pure black horses, won't you know this is my horse? Definitely you will know. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana faratun ala hod. I will be on my hod al-kawthar. I will be before all the people come. And then all will come and I will recognize my ummah. And I will see those people with all the beautiful noor of wuzu on their faces, on their hands, on their legs. I will know these are my ummatis. But then I will see the malaika, the angels are chasing them away. Like a strange camel comes to a pond to drink water, it's chased away. They will be chased away. I will say, my ummati, I can see they made wudu. They got the noor of wudu on their face, on their legs. the malaika will say, oh Allah's Nabi, you don't know how they changed your deen after you. They brought new things in your deen. All modernism and liberalism and feminism and all the new things they brought in their deen, interfaith and photography and music and all the haram things. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, rahmatul lil alameen, himself will say, sohkan, sohkan. He will say, get away from here, get away from here. Allah save us from that. Let us follow the deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءِ. When they are told, bring iman like the sahaba. They say, we must bring iman like stupid people. Everything we must just hear. We must just accept what they say. No. Allah say, Allah, إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءِ. They are the stupid people who want to follow people like Fusi or Fuxi or whatever he, that donkey is. They want to follow those people. They are the stupid people. Those who follow the Sahaba, they are the most intelligent people. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.